Kenny Loggins wasn't gay, but he did like to play with boys, and it's the same thing. That's what sports are built on, playing with boys. We all start out as young boys playing balls, boys with balls. Ski Mask, call this episode Boys with Balls, please. Thank you. Good God. January 20th, 2024, the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Harold Christ. Whoever thought we would see the day. Divisional weekend in the NFL. There's only four games. I told you all year, quickest season in sports. It's all over now. Two today, two tomorrow. Now you got to deal with your wife and kids. It's only three more weeks. Is that right? Yeah, three more weeks to the Super Bowl. And then we enter the sports abyss, as we call it, between when the Super Bowl ends and baseball starts. And it's the dead of winter. And, yeah, most of us should probably what's the correct term? Unalive ourselves? Anywho! It's only four games, so I'm just going to sing for an hour. It's going to be a quick episode. Beautiful voice I have, by the way. How about that vibrato? Unbelievable. Got my voice back after screaming 2 weeks ago. Things are really looking up. Yeah, so we'll get to the games and make the picks with our dicks, as we're wont to do. Send a super chat, send me a Venmo, send a Venmo to not me, but the person who handles all my money. That's at DaveD23. If you like anything and you want me to not live in my car again. Anywho! Oh boy, the pipes are warmed up today. And all I've had to drink is my fine day old Starbucks black coffee. Any man you see that has a coffee that's lighter than a pitch black room with the door closed, they're gay. Any guy who drinks a coffee other than black is gay. That's a fact proven by science and proven by the behavior of men who drink light and sweet. Now, we all know women. We all know women are girls, and girls become women, and some women were never girls, and some girls never become women, and you could take that to the bank. And but either way, whether you're a girl or women, they tend to enjoy sweet things, things with a lot of sugar and cream, because a much less developed palate from eons of subservience to males, and we're not allowed the decadent taste as males. So now they overcompensate by making their coffee white, basically, with sugar and cream, and it's disgusting. Any man, every once in a while, I'll treat myself to like a dash of cream or maybe one equal in my coffee, and if I'm going hog wild that day, I might do something like that. Other than that, black coffee, listen, folks, coffee is a tool. Coffee is a tool and nothing more. Nobody likes the taste of coffee. The people that talk about coffee beans and pressing this and French pressing that and Colombian beans and Spain beans and Jamaican beans, that's all people who have no hobbies, no lives. big losers. It's saying people who really care about IPAs. Just the most boring people in the world care about coffee, care about IPA. It's either the most boring people in the world or the people that just have absolutely no adversity in their life. And so they think caring about coffee, beans, and IPAs is like a personality. But we all know coffee is a tool. Who gives a shit where it comes from? I'll take a 7-Eleven. This was bought for me. I would never go to Starbucks. It's ridiculously priced. Things are bought for me when your position is like I am. Truly a high position. And I just don't trust. You can't trust any man who has light coffee or puts a lot of sugar. I mean, it's for children. It's sugar is for children. I mean, we all know, and this is going to be, maybe this might be more of a health sports mask than a sports mask, frankly. And as I said, we'll get to the games, calm the hell down. We'll get to real sports. But, as an All-American athlete, former personal trainer, a NASM certified personal trainer, that's the National Academy of Sports Medicine, I'll have you know, maybe we'll learn a little bit. So first things first, coffee is a tool. Caring about coffee is gay. It means you are a vapid husk of a human with no personality. Very similar to caring about IPAs and hops and stuff, get a life. And, what was I about to talk about? It was coffee. The need for sugar. The reason we crave, the reason pizza tastes so good and bread is great and sugar is good is we are instinctually, that is stuff that's not naturally found in nature, or not naturally accessible in nature. So again, over millions of years of evolution, the things that are the hardest to get is what our bodies crave. This is a subconscious instinctual craving for sugars and carbohydrates, which is why fat people have no will, because your body naturally wants these things. You need some semblance of willpower to say no. And you just take a walk around any city, really any town in the world, and you'll see, I shouldn't say the world, any town in America, and you'll see how fat people are. Which is a direct correlation of low willpower, weak people, more than a very weak people. Weak people are fat. Strong people are in shape or at least skinny. It's all science. Your body naturally craves sugars, carbohydrates, and fats because it's not easily accessible in nature. So it takes some willpower. It takes some inner strength, and again, you just look around, and easy to see the weakness of the population that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, and then you extrapolate that to the weakness of mind it takes to not eat like a mongoloid, and there's no wonder why people drive like idiots, why people are on their ninth vaccine. And thank you, and hello to Pfizer and Pfizer's lawyers, of course. Very important. Thank you so much from saving us from just another flu strain. I'm a pure blood. I never bought into anything, again, because I'm strong of mind. I think for myself. I've never gotten a vax. I've never gotten a single flu shot in my life. You tell me if I need it, you fucking motherfucker. Anywho, you tell me if I need it. I'm fine. I eat out of the garbage. I've never get sick. Never been vaxxed. That's my new movie. Forget about Never Been Kissed. I'm going to make a movie called Never Been Vaxxed. And it's just going to be me getting jacked and eating out of the garbage. I'm a big proponent of, I've been eating out of the garbage and eating people's half-eaten leftovers. I don't give a shit if people, you can have it, but I bit it. The fuck do I care? I'm a human. My fucking ancient ancestors had to fight dinosaur lions to stay alive, and I'm going to be scared to take a bite out of a piece of food that you took a bite out of? Oh, God, people are so weak and so gay and so childlike. And like, ew, you bit that? I can't eat that. Ooh, you touched that? Ooh, you're using the same spoon? You're gay And it's no wonder the vast population is so weak. Weak minds, weak bodies. Meanwhile, and listen, fine with me. That's why I'm thriving. A wolf among sheep, an alpha among betas. I mean, you could add it to the list. And anyone that likes me is obviously an alpha. So anyone watching this, God bless you. This, of course, is not about anyone watching this show. I would never, ever make fun of the people watching this show. Wink, wink. This is about everyone else, though. Anywho, yes. Did I go to the gym today? Yes. Did I have to work today? Yes. It's called planning. It's called being an adult. I see many women with men who appear on the surface as adult males, but when you go just a touch further, even just look at them, you quickly see they are children, fat people, people that, you know, like toys, people that can't have any kind of discipline. It's really, I go to the gym 6 or 7 days a week. It's really not hard. It's called a routine. It's called planning. It's called efficiency. We all know my favorite word, efficiency. Best word in the world. That's what it's all about, efficiency. And you just look around and you could see how lost most people are. And some people feel bad about that. I don't at all, unless you're mentally handicapped and don't have the literal brain cells to do these things. It's mostly, let's be honest, it's almost 99% out of laziness and excuses why people are fat or people are unhealthy or why people get vaxxed other things of the sort. Laziness, sheep mentality, don't want to think for themselves. Unbelievable. So yes, did I work out today? Yes. Did I have enough time to do my full workout? No. What did I do? Yes. What you do, you warm up, you run a mile. Now listen, yes, it's all on a treadmill. It's 20 degrees out here in the tri-state. So calm down. When it's warm out, I hit the track. So we start with we run 4 miles on the treadmill. First mile is a warm up. Second mile, we up that speed. We're going to 7, 7.5. Maybe we go up and down a bit. You got to keep the body guessing. Second mile. Third mile, we do inclines. We go all the way as high. So you put it on 6 or 6.5. You dial up that incline as high as it goes. Mine is 15. On the treadmill at my gym, you dial up that incline. When you get to the top, you bring it back down, running the whole time, and then you walk for 30 seconds, and then you do the same thing up to 10, level 10, and then you come back down, and then you go back up to level 5. It's called interval training. It's the most effective training for calorie burning, fat burning, and getting in cardiovascular shape. So we did that, and then the last mile is speed intervals, you know, dial that treadmill bitch up just about as high as it goes. You're going to sprint for 30 seconds to a minute, walk for 30 seconds to a minute, sprint, walk, sprint, blah, 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 till you get to a mile. And then what Daddy did, obviously we went into the locker room to change shirts because I sweat like a banshee all over the place. I see a lot of people at gyms totally dry. I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. Look at any of the people in the best shape. Follow The Rock on Instagram. Follow James Harrison on Instagram. Follow all the others of a body like mine. And they are constantly drenched in sweat because there's no talking in the gym. There's no cavorting in the gym. I haven't worked out with anyone in probably close to a decade. And that was back when I did personal training. I would work out with people to show them stuff. No time for talking in the gym. And then you go lift. Lifting, as I've said before, a strength training, 20 to 30 minutes tops. That's all you need. Today I was on a bit of a time constraint. We did back and shoulders, and you don't need much. Again, that's what kills me when I see these people. Are you still using that? Or you see them waiting to get on something. There's always an alternate workout you can do. If you don't know what to do, then look it up or get smarter or leave the gym. But to wait for a machine or to wait for a weight, you're an idiot. because there's always, it's just a movement. So there's a million ways to do the same movement. Today was busy because of all the New Year's pieces of shit who won't be here in 3 weeks and will go back to their life of depravity and decadence of overeating and overindulgence. So it was busy today. All you need at home is one side of a cable machine. All I needed, blasted it out. We did sitting on the ground. You put on the barbell with the anterior grip. That means facing in. We repped that out. We repped it out. By the way, full stack, the pin on the full stack as high as it goes for Mr. Stansel. And that I was repping out as much as I wanted. Unfortunately, not enough weight for me. What are you going to do? Just add reps. If you don't have enough weight, add reps. It's really very simple. So we did that. It was shoulders and back. So we did that. Then we went to upright rows. You just drop it down to the bottom. We were doing upright rows. Hit those delts. Hit the shoulders, the sex muscles, the ones ladies like to see, these guys. And we did that. Then we go back to back. We go back to back, pardon the pun. And we do the overhead pull downs with the lat bar, the long bar. It looks like this for our video viewers. You do this guy. Pull it down, and then you stay in that position, and you finish off with behind the back lat pull down. So you're standing up, bending over. You're doing this. When you can't go anymore, then you finish on the bent over lat pull downs. My back looks like the Himalayas, just absolute mountains back there. And then we put on the single handle, and we drop it, keep it at the bottom, and we're doing cross body lat raises like so. Cross body lat raises. Now I add a degree of difficulty because I'm an all-American athlete. I hold on to the machine and you get an angle on it, and that way it really dials it in on those shoulders and delts and traps as well. Unbelievable. And then we is that the last one? Yes, that is the last one of the circuit. We did that 4 times and that's it. Sore back, then you go into the shower and you finish the shower as cold as it possibly goes. This is a health podcast. I'm not gay. Anyway, another note on the gym that's been a trend over the last couple years is, I don't know about you guys, my gym locker room always smells like weed. I've seen people I semi used to respect that smoke a little weed for the workout. Again, extremely childlike. Here's the thing, and this applies to alcohol too. It is science. It is literal science that you cannot function the same on drugs or alcohol than you do when you're totally sober. People saying, "Oh, I just need a little bit to get me where I need to be. I just need to take the it." No. That, again, weakness, total weakness. There's no way. I know people that say they like to smoke before work. There is no way. It is science. If you smoke weed, it changes your brain chemistry. If you drink alcohol, same thing. There is no way around it. So it's childlike and another cop out when people say, "Oh, I just need a drink." No, that just means you're weak. And it's just fact. You can't be 100% efficiency if you're on some kind of drugs or alcohol. It's so ridiculous when you hear people say, I get one or two drinks and then I'm good. Or I just a smoke and then I'm good. There's no way you can operate efficiently or as efficiently as you can sober. And I'm a weed guy. I love weed. I smoke every day, but I smoke at the end of the day when all my shit is done. You know, if I'm having a day with the day off or having a fun day, of course. But if there's shit to do, smoking weed is idiotic, as is drinking. Rack me. You're all weak, especially on pie. I mean, listen, same thing here. Every now and then I'll drink or smoke on a podcast. In Hot Water is a different story because that's the show. Is drinking getting ridiculous? If I'm ever allowed back there, that's a whole other thing. I still don't know. Still haven't gotten an answer. I said Mr. Bisconti directly the other day. Never heard back. So I don't know what the hell's going on either way. So, yes, Yes. No, you don't drink on shows. You don't drink or smoke. Don't drink or smoke on shows. Have respect for the viewers. You're, again, same thing as lifting or anything athletic. You're just not able to be 100%. It could change you. It could make you different, which means you as a normal person is weak and suck. So if weed or alcohol enhances you, that means you suck as yourself. And that's probably the best way to put it. Clip that, Bex. Yeah, that's that. Let's see. Oh boy, it's a lot of chat. Let's see the chat because I was off and running there because I'm a professional, right? Stanislavski. Oh, Lemmy in the chat. Lemmy making big news this weekend. Little Lemmy has the Ski Mask Collective hat available at MaskCollective.com. Beautiful hat. Everybody's raving about it. Everybody loves it. She's in the news. We'll talk about little Lemmy and her dear friend Kate Meany tomorrow. I have a very special, this is breaking exclusive news tomorrow. Ski Mask is on assignment this week back home in Tejas. I have a very special guest. I think the first time she's been an official co-host on her show, the great, the big ass, my manager, Kelly P, will be co-hosting Ski Mask Collective with me tomorrow, same time, 12:30. She has a lot to say. She has a lot of feelings. She knows a lot about me. We'll talk about Macon White. She knows all the Philly comics. She knows all of the New York comics. Because of her big ass, it opens doors for her because of her big, beautiful hiney. It's what women have. So, yes, Kelly P will be co-hosting Ski Mask Collective with me tomorrow. Set your Mayan calendars for 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight, not savings time tomorrow. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about Little Lemmy. Thank you, Little Lemmy. Little Lemmy, if you want to come on tomorrow, message me. I'll be happy to send you the link. Balls Deep gifted a membership. God bless you, sir. Balls Deep. And boy, was I balls deep in a girl yesterday. I'm sure we'll talk about that with Kelly tomorrow. She is not happy with me for having sex with this girl. Little Lemmy gifted a membership. Chiefs, Bomb Levy, an actual Bon Levy, an actual sports Chiefs plus the points is the lock of the season. Interesting. Okay, well, obviously, we'll get to the picks. You don't worry about that. Billy Tarn in the chat. What up, baby? Billy, Sunday, if they haven't hit you up already, me, you, Aunt Mead, and Tommy Seven Names, Casey's, 5 o'clock Sunday. Anybody else who wants to come, Casey's Tavern, 85 Woodside Street, 5 p.m. tomorrow. Me, Tommy Seven Names, Aunt Mead, and Billy Tardy. I'm telling you now, get your bald, pretty little ass up here. Let's get a few bags. Let's bang some lines, bang some shots, and maybe bang a guy or two. Who knows? Big afternoon tomorrow for the football folks. I'm sure there'll be some Twitter content coming off of that. Little Lemmy, obviously, we're going back. Thoughts on tea? I love tea. I grew up drinking tea. Now, tea, I don't drink black. Tea, I like a touch of sugar, and I like a touch of milk. Gives it the basically the same color as the girl I'm having sex with, like a very light brown. I approve of tea. Coffee is more of a tool, though. Coffee gives me more zip. For our audio files, I just drank my coffee. Honey and tea, Chris Mack says. Now, this is a sports show now. Earl Grey Black. Wow, yeah, black tea is pretty hard. I'll give you that. Even on black tea is a different story. Plain tea is a bit odd. Maybe I'm European or gay, but I like a little milk in my tea. Coffee is always black because I'm a man. Let's see, anything else? No, I'm not. I don't care about the internet or quality of anything. It is what it is, frankly. Yeah, right. It's going through the chat. Oh, the great and powerful Leo Gunn gifting 5 Ski Mask Media memberships. Wow. The powerful Leo Gunn, as I said on MLC this week. Wow, it's a long week. Yeah, it was on MLC this week. A great app with Kate Meany. One of the, maybe the only MLC guest who doesn't beg for money like a fucking cheap whore. You're all embarrassing. And I need money as much as the next guy. But these people asking Kevin for money is embarrassing. And some of these are real comics and real people. A lot of them are nobodies. But some also begging for money from Mr. Brennan. Pathetic. You make me fucking sick. Losers. Gay. Homos, whatever you want to call them. Tommy, you can't cancel Jim Stansel. God damn it, Tommy. You're goddamn right. All right, we're caught up. Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck? Let's take a look. Let's talk about actual sports, I guess. All right. Well, we did the last sports mass at the beginning of the week because that's the only time I can do it. The Cowboys, because it's been hacked to death at this point. The Cowboys' catastrophic failure last weekend. I mean, everybody almost in the world enjoyed it, besides the front-running Cowboys fans that are all over the country. Defense. I mean, what's left hasn't been said. Defense was nowhere to be found. Dak played like shit with a couple just inexcusable interceptions, but it's not all on him. The team didn't show up. I can't believe they brought Mike McCarthy back. I understand people are comparing him to Andy Reid with his playoff losses and how Andy Reid turned around. He was a great coach and never won. I agree with Kevin Brennan. I don't think Andy Reid is a great coach. Look, he has how many Hall of Famers? I mean, obviously Mahomes and Kelsey are Hall of Famers. Chris Jones on defense. I mean, my point is Andy Reid, I think I can coach the Chiefs to a Super Bowl. I don't think Andy Reid is a good coach, and I certainly don't think Mike McCarthy is a good coach. I'm very surprised they brought him back after another failed playoff run with another team. Mike McCarthy, the biggest head in the world, a literal blockhead. I think his head size has to be like a 10 and a quarter for if he ever get a new era hat. Just a huge head, which doesn't help. So, and he's fat. And we all know fat people are weak and have no self-control. That was covered at the top of the show. On the other hand, and if you watch this program every week, first of all, thank you. Second of all, you know, I've been on the bubble with Jordan Love all year. I've been on the bubble and down. Never saying he sucked, but just not all the way there. I've said all year, I think C.J. Stroud, not all year, but about halfway through the season, when I had enough time to watch him, I think C.J. Stroud is the truth. I'm not saying I was wrong about Jordan Love, as I never got off the bubble. But Jordan Love, now that he has that playoff win, when you look back on his last 6 or 7 weeks of the year, because, you know, he had a win there, he had a win here. But when you now look back, seeing his performance last weekend against the Cowboys, Jordan Love, and listen, the Cowboys defense, again, it's not all one player. That's when you put it on the coach. Just totally lost. Passion is a hack word to say, but there was just nothing there on the Cowboys on either side of the ball last week. Jordan Love did what he had to do. He had some beautiful passes. He feels the pressure, something Zach Wilson has never done in his whole career, threw some beautiful balls. And I love beautiful balls and beautiful boys. I love when beautiful boys throw beautiful balls. That's really the top of the mountain. But listen, Jordan Love is here. He is, I'm saying it here and now, Jordan Love, like C.J. Stroud, is the truth. He will be a prominent feature in the NFL. Not saying he's on any kind of Mahomes or Jackson or that kind of level at all, but I'm saying he will be a starting quarterback for the next decade of your life. So get used to Stroud and Love. I think that was Love's coming out party, not in a gay way like me, but in a performance way to the rest of the country. But again, if you go back, I don't have the numbers here because I'm not gay and I don't do show prep. But Jordan Love, the last 7 weeks of the season, including last week, really put up numbers that are you can't argue with. It did some things you can't argue with. A lot of interesting games this weekend. Obviously, we'll touch on it in a second. Yes, I thought the Cowboys were going to be a great fit for Belichick. Super Bowl ready team with McCarthy. You could imagine with old Belichick. Now it sounds like Atlanta is a front runner for old Belichick. Of course, that's what we call him here in the tri-state area, Belichick, because he did cheat to win many championships, but he didn't get caught. So who cares? Good for him. Fuck him. I like Belichick. As I said all year, I would think the LA Chargers is the best landing spot for Belichick. He's got Tom Brady 2.0, and what a beautiful, beautiful boy Justin Herbert is. Maybe the I think Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert are the most beautiful boys in the NFL. And this podcast is about playing with boys. But yes, it sounds like now Harbaugh, the college Harbaugh, I think that's Jim. And we don't talk about college football because who gives a fuck. But it sounds like Jim Harbaugh, right? He's the college one. It sounds like he might end up in LA with the Chargers. And Belichick, sounds like he's getting close to doing a bid with Atlanta. Sorry, I had to be a child and touch my adult pacifier. At least I'm honest about it. Listen, I called it. We called it. Pretty much everybody, it's the saw coming. The Dolphins Chiefs pretty much went exactly as expected. You got a Miami team going to a setting that was 10 degrees below zero. Then got up to like minus 30 with the wind chill, with the wind cheat, as we like to say. So really, no surprise there. One note on that Chiefs Dolphins game, which will tie into this week. The Mahomes and Rice connection, finally, after 18 weeks, as I've been saying all year, Mahomes needs a number one wide receiver. The Mahomes and Rice connection was there last week. And watch your sweet ass if that continues. Obviously, a huge game this week, game of the year, Chiefs-Bills. Very scary. If that continues, it only took them 18 weeks, but Mahomes finally found his number one wide receiver and got that chemistry down. We'll get to that when we get to the picks in a second. Eagles go home. Is anyone surprised? No, we kind of all saw this coming. I could have seen the Eagles putting it together with all that talent, but they surely did not. Sirianni should be gone, in my opinion. The coaching staff should go. A fat WAP security guard, everybody thinks is cool, should go. The mental weakness displayed by the Philadelphia Eagles the last 7 weeks of the year, I can't think of another. I mean, that was totally brutal. Lost the division. Lost in the first round of the playoffs to Baker Mayfield. Not taking away anything from them. They played well. But the Philly and Dallas. Well, Philly completes their collapse. And Cowboys with a devastating first round loss. That's about it from last week. Let's take a look at the upcoming games on DraftKings. As always, this podcast is unofficially sponsored by DraftKings. DraftKings, lose all your money. DraftKings, use an alternate account your wife doesn't know about. DraftKings, overdraw your account to bet on things that mean nothing. Are we going to do it? Should we do it? Fuck it. Let's do it. Wait for it, folks. words of failure. Okay, here we go. Right. It is the picks for the divisional round of the NFL in the year 2024. This afternoon at 4:35, we have the Texans at the Ravens. I don't think any of these four games can be guaranteed. I'll tell you that right off the bat. I think any team can win any of these four games. We talk about momentum, and we're going to talk about momentum a little more in the next game with the Packers-Niners. Momentum, and I said this forever as an athlete, as a podcaster, and et cetera. Momentum is a real thing. I think a lot of times that week off, whether it's a week off at the end of the season for the teams with a bye or the week between the Super Bowl, I think that is more of a detriment than a plus as far as health. I think momentum is a real thing, and I think the Texans and the Packers both have all the momentum in the world going for them. Texans going to Baltimore. It's going to be chilly. The Houston is a dome team. The Ravens are giving it 9.5 to the Texans. That's a lot of points. At the same time, you've heard me say it all year, Lamar Jackson, far and wide, the best QB in the league, MVP of the league. There's really no doubt at this point. He will be, and if he's not, it's political bullshit. Lamar Jackson has to be the MVP of the league, but far and away the best quarterback with his legs and his arms and his cock. But listen, the Texans are hitting C.J. Stroud, being C.J. Stroud. The weapons are there. The defense showed up last week. All of that said, there's a reason this is the first game of the weekend. The NFL knows, and as I know, this is probably the one that is most heavily favored to one team, and that team is the Ravens. So let's talk about the spread. The spread is 9.5. It's a playoff game. The Ravens had a week off. The Houston has momentum. The Houston. I think I can almost guarantee the Ravens will win this game. However, I do think the Texans cover. I think the playoffs, all the teams, I'm not going to say they get tight, but everybody shows up, so they're generally lower scoring. I'm taking the Texans plus the 9.5 points. Ravens will win. Texans will cover today at 4:35 p.m. Eastern. Tonight at 8:20 kickoff, we got the Packers going to San Fran, the city of homosexuality. The Niners are giving 10 here. Packers are plus 10. Basically same deal. You've already heard me rant and rave about the performance of Jordan Love in the second half of the season. He is the real deal. I think the Packers are actually a more rounded team than the Texans. However, I don't think the Packers match up well at all with the Niners. I think that is a very high-powered offense. I am not as confident in the Packers defense as I would be in the Texans defense. I am taking the Niners here, minus 10. A lot of white guys on the Niners there. They are more even-keeled. While they may be less athletic, they have a game plan. They understand not getting caught up in underestimating a team. I'm going with the Niners minus 10 this evening. Let's keep it moving. Here's a fun game here. Fun game here that you wouldn't have expected at the beginning of the year in the divisional playoff weekend. The Buccaneers go to Detroit tomorrow at 3:05. The Lions are giving 6. Interested to see what the Lions do here. The Lions have been a bit of an odd team this year, all year, I should say. They got off to that hot start. Very hot start. They essentially had the division locked up 6 weeks into the year, with that division at least halfway through the year. They came back to earth a bit. Buccaneers look good. Mike Evans is ageless. I said last week, he should have had a touchdown last week. He dropped it, but also fucked my parlay. But it doesn't bother me. It's fine. Totally fine. I'm not worried about it. Didn't bother me at all. Didn't bother me. Mike Evans dropped the touchdown and cost me $40. Anywho, yeah, I think this is going to be a tight game. I think it's going to be a tight game. I don't have any in-depth analysis because I have a life and a full-time job and I do things, so I don't have time to go into bullshit. This is a tricky one. I can see the Lions falling here. I think Tampa Bay, again, the momentum factor. I think Tampa Bay is hot. I think Tampa Bay has momentum. I think they have more weapons. I think the Lions have come back to earth the second half of the year. And yes, I've talked myself into it. Give me the Buccaneers plus the points. The Lions may still win. I think this is just going to be a game that is going to be a one-score game. I think it's probably going to be closer to a three-point game either way. So in that case, I'm going to go with the Bucs. I think the Bucs win straight out here, frankly. You know, the one thing you not worry about, but if you're betting on the Bucs, the one thing you worry about is the Lions do have a lot of momentum coming with them. They've been dying for a playoff run as long as I've been alive, essentially. Their home game, they're going to be juiced up. You know, they almost blew their game. What was it, last week? I don't know what was the coach, Dan Campbell? I don't know what he was doing. He totally abandoned the run in the second half, and it was working well. They ended up winning by one. That game should not have been as close as it was, but they won, so that's all that matters. So they're going to be juiced up. Like I said, it's going to be a close game. These are two teams on a similar level, I think. So I think the Bucs-Lions will be a low-key, might be the game of the weekend. Obviously, the next game on paper is by far the sexiest game. So, yes, close game. I can't even pick a team. I'm going to go with the Bucs. I think it's under a six-point game. So give me the Bucs plus the 6 points. And let's move the fuck on to your current game of the year. It'll be the Chiefs on the road for the first time with Pat Mahomes. On the road in Buffalo, it's going to be in the teens, which means wind chill will be near zero. However, these are both cold weather teams, so don't worry about the weather as much. These are both teams that play in that kind of weather. We know the mongoloidal Buffalo fans go wild up there. Chiefs fans travel too, though, so I'm sure it will be tempered a bit with some Chiefs fans. The Bills are giving 2.5 at home. I'm sorry, I can't give you credit. I saw someone in the chat earlier saying the Chiefs plus the points is lock of the year. Listen, game of the year for a reason. I got nothing to say that you don't know, frankly. Josh Allen again did his thing last week. What was he, the third quarterback in playoff history with 70-plus rushing yards and 3 touchdowns or something of that sort. I do think the Chiefs put it together a bit last week. I think, like I said earlier, that is something that's going to scare you as an opponent. It feels like the Bills, doesn't it? It feels like the Bills' time. It feels like the Bills overcome the Chiefs finally here. With all that said, and maybe because of that said, I'm going with the Chiefs here. On the road, the Chiefs have heard all the chirping about it. It's the first time on the road. Can they do it on the road? About how they haven't put together all year. Everybody in the locker room hears this shit. This is the game they make the statement. Again, I hope and I think it'll be a close game for all of us to watch. Tomorrow at 6:30. I'll be watching with Tommy Seven Names and Aunt Me, KC's. Who knows what kind of mental state we'll be in. We'll be going hog wild. Probably Julio will be joining us as well. I'm taking the Chiefs here on the road with the points. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills win. This is a tough game to pick. I just have a feeling the Chiefs are no bullshit team. Both these teams know who each other are. We love to see them play each other. This is kind of your new Favre versus Young, or what's the more recent one? This is the new age big quarterback matchup that we're going to have. We have had, and we will have for a few more years, with Jared Allen, Josh Allen. I always hate Jared Allen. Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes. Now, I will be rooting for the Bills because Taylor Swift has ruined the NFL. So I will be rooting for the Bills. However, I have a feeling the Chiefs pull this one out. Even if they don't, I think it'll obviously be a close game. Give me the Chiefs plus the 2.5. Those are your cock-sucking picks for the divisional round of the playoffs. Week, well, there's no week. Week, whatever. Let's see. Anything in the chat before we head our separate ways until tomorrow? Dr. Chow, all your picks last week were wrong. Well, then you should have faded me. Classic. That is funny. I actually don't keep track at all because I don't care. Thank you, Balls Deep, again for the memberships. Thank you, Leo Gunn and Little Lemmy for the gifted memberships. Pete Carroll, I just saw somebody mention Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll, I think, is done. I don't think he'll be coaching anywhere. Maybe he'll go back to college, kind of semi-retire that way. Nick Saban definitely won't be coaching anywhere. When you coach at a school like Alabama, there's only one Alabama, frankly. There's almost no other college like it. When you coach there for as long as Nick Saban did, I'm not mincing words when I say he's literally a god. Every door, and not even football, every door in any sports arena opens for Nick Saban. God knows he's made a bag times a million between all the sponsorships, all the shit he has done, and all the time he's been in Alabama. Nick Saban isn't going to coach anywhere. He doesn't need it. Maybe he'll take some years off and pick up an NFL like consulting position, possibly. Just as a note, yeah, Nick Saban will not be coaching. Nick Saban's done. He'll probably go on, maybe he'll show up on a college game day, something like that, a once a week gig where he can stay involved. As far as the coaching carousel, you can forget about Nick Saban. As I said, tomorrow at 12:30, huge historical Ski Mask Collectives, Kelly P co-hosting with me. We get all the ladies over here, from Kelly P to Kate Me Knee to Little Lem Me to the K to the woman KB to Stacy to who are the other ladies that ends in E? I don't know, but you're going to want to tune in. Kelly's big, beautiful hiney. We'll talk about Making White. We'll talk about the Meanie versus Lemmy. We'll talk about Gino. We'll talk about MLC. We'll talk about my OnlyFans. We'll talk about Kelly Hates the Girl I Have Sex With. We'll talk about Kelly's Hedonistic. There's Stacy right on time. I just gave her a shout out. We'll talk about it all tomorrow at 12:30. Maybe I'll be late, but plan for 12:30 with Kelly P. Get your super chats out tomorrow since you're all cheap pieces of shit today. But I thank you for watching anyway. Oh, wow, Spacey. So do I. I hate her. Spacey Stacey, you got to tune in tomorrow, 12:30, and get in the chat. We got to hear from you. Oh, the girl you had sex with, not her. Sorry. Well, I actually kind of hate her too, and that's why I fucked her the way I did for hours. Anyway, all right, this is getting hedonistic. We'll see you tomorrow, 12:30, Ski Mask Collective. Count all the votes. Yankees suck. Goodbye.